Welcome to another episode of Napuan Dengue Shorts, where we have a small conversation about an interesting topic. Our last short episode was about Miamia students arriving on campus at Miami University. And as we're approaching the end of the academic year, we've decided today we're going to talk about the end of the year and how we celebrate our seniors as they prepare to leave Miami University. So, Makunzakwa, how about we give a quick recap about the Heritage Award program?
The Miamia Heritage Program brings Miamia students to Miami University. Any Miamia student who applies and is accepted and enrolls at Miami University is part of our program. And the intention is to create a Miamia community here on campus. We have a course that the students take for their first 3 years, and then they do an independent study project in their senior year. But we have lots of opportunities for our students to come together, to engage with their Miamia heritage, and really have this unique opportunity to learn about Miamia history, language, culture, all while getting a degree here at Miami University.
Yeah, and in their senior year, we challenge our senior students to take what they've learned through the Heritage Program's courses, as well as in their major or minor or other academic studies at Miami University, and combine that into a project that is their demonstration of their knowledge, but also their sense of responsibility to community that they're going to give back to community who has supported them through their 4 years here at Miami University, and create something that brings those threads of knowledge and experience together into a project that they work on over the course of the whole year. And it's truly an independent study. Like, they have members of the Miamia Center staff as advisors and mentors on their projects, but they really are asked to drive the project forward themselves and, you know, lay out their deliverables and then follow through on those deliverables. And then a couple of weeks before the end of classes, before finals week, we gather together as a community in what we call our senior night to celebrate the coming graduation for these seniors and have them present their projects to the rest of the community here on campus. And of course, there's food, right? There's always food.
Always.
Always food first. And then the seniors are recognized and they present their projects. And so this year, this just happened this week. We had a whole host of seven seniors and a whole host of different and interesting projects. For example, one of our students worked on an applet that would run within a student's browser that would help with spell checking Miamia words, and actually managed to create a beta version of this.
I can't wait to have that on my own computer.
It's pretty amazing. I need it on my phone. But the fact that he's not a programming student either, he's a physics and math major, the fact that he was able to program that in the course of a year was pretty amazing.
Not to mention the language knowledge that he would need to do that. So not only the programming, but the language work.
Yeah. And so he, over the course of a part of his time here, he was employed by the center working on our dictionary together with Jared Baldwin. So that's where he got some of that good language knowledge. Other projects that, maybe more directly connect to a person's career after Miami. So we had a student who worked on an oral health project because she plans to go on to dental school after Miami. Really, really nice examples of kind of combining knowledge and experience with, a clear focus on giving back, giving back to community. And really setting them up for this kind of, 3 to 4 week process of transitioning towards graduation and eventually leaving the Miami Heritage Program.
So I remember how scary senior night felt as we were thinking about a topic for this podcast. I realized it's been 10 years since I graduated and did a senior project. There was only four of us in that senior class. And so it felt really scary. I wasn't able to attend this last year's senior night, but it has definitely changed since all of the students come, and it's a lot more supportive, I feel like, versus four of us taking turns in front of staff, and that's about it. But one of the coolest things about graduation, I think, is the Miami students being presented with a stole. So I still have mine from my undergraduate, and I actually wore that to my master's graduation as well just a couple of years ago. And actually, Chief Langford was honored with his honorary doctorate from Miami University at that graduation. And he elbowed the person next to him on stage when I walked past him because he recognized the stole. And he's like, that's one of ours. Mm-hmm. He's like whispering to them. But that has also changed in the last 10 years. The graduates get more than just a stole, and they are given some pretty awesome and meaningful gifts. I don't know who would like to talk more about that.
Yeah. Our graduation celebration is a time that we like to get together with our graduates and their families, more food. And we'll be having this in a couple of weeks, and it's really an opportunity for us to acknowledge the hard work of these graduates, to kind of explain to their families what this process has been like for them. And we do have a couple of gifts that are given to the seniors in recognition of their accomplishments. Maybe we'll lead up to the stole, because I think that's the one that everybody loves the most. But we have there's a T-shirt that was designed by Julie Olds that's only given to Miamia graduates of Miami University. So that's kind of an interesting one, because if you see somebody wearing that T-shirt, like you know that they have a very specific, experience. And they are also given a Pakitaha Kana, or a lacrosse stick, a wooden lacrosse stick that's made by one of our community members, Doug Pakongi, who has become quite the lacrosse stick maker. And he actually, he does a couple of things to personalize those sticks. He paints the Miamia Heritage logo and Miamia and Miami, the words, onto those sticks. But he also takes dirt from the three homelands, and he rubs that into that stick, right, as a reminder of our community, the fact of our diaspora that's an outcome of our history. And all of that is very meaningfully reflected through this physical Pakitaha Kana that the students can take with them. And then finally, they do receive a stole. It has a few things embroidered on it, the Miamia Heritage logo. But I think the thing that everyone always looks forward to is at the bottom, it has hand-sewn ribbon work. Karen Baldwin creates this ribbon work and puts together those stoles for our students. And for me, it's a reflection back to the idea that for our ancestors, being dressed in ribbon work was something that took the entire community to come together, especially your family, to dress you in ribbon work. And this is a reminder of that fact, of our community coming together to celebrate and acknowledge these students by creating this ribbon worked stole that they can wear during their graduation ceremony and then take with them after graduation.
And I've seen pictures from several graduates who wear it at graduation ceremonies for their higher degrees as well. Yeah. So it is really meaningful, and it's a way to show not only Miami identity, but how the support from community has helped us grow and continue learning.
Yeah. I always tease the students that I graduated too soon, because I graduated in 2006 before they started giving stoles for graduates. And my brother has his bachelor's degree from Miami University, and he has his stole hanging on the wall in his house. And I always joke that one day I'm just going to like swipe it and walk out of the house with it, because I really want a stole too to wear it. When I can.
Maybe next year I'll tell Karen there's one extra and we'll sneak one out.
Yeah. Reach it to him, Melania. But I think the graduation, you know, is also, I think one thing we didn't talk about is that the families for all these students are invited. And so it's a big Miami community gathering that goes beyond just the students, and all of these points of recognition come within this nested message of this moment of transition for them as young Miami intellectuals, that we've spent 4 years with them, and they're graduating, but this isn't a goodbye. It's a very different process. They're transitioning to a different role within community, from, you know, the role of being a learner, who can sit and learn, or walk and learn, depending on where our classroom is that particular day. But that as they graduate, we're asking them to begin to think differently about their role within community, to take on responsibility in whatever ways make sense for them in terms of their knowledge and experiences. And of course, to continue to participate in community after they finish their time here at Miami University. And, you know, this reflects the fact that the Miami community is a big family. We're a small tribal community with a long history of intermarriage that interlinked all of our families. And we're family in the time we're here. And of course, family doesn't go away just because someone receives a diploma and they're not in their classes, not in our classrooms week on week.
Yeah. I think this is one of our longer shorts. So maybe we leave it at that for this time. Neiwe for listening. Neolaka kokekate.
Ihia neolaka kokekate.
Ihia neolaka kokekate. Shaye.